With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Members of the Blackfeet tribe are scheduled to vote Thursday on a water compact that's been decades in the making. If tribal members approve the compact, it would confirm and quantify the tribe's water rights and their jurisdiction over them. Negotiations began more than 30 years ago. The compact passed the Montana legislature in 2009 and received congressional approval late last year. It includes $471 million for projects including new or improved irrigation systems, the development of community water systems, and related land acquisition. Tribal Chairman Harry Barnes calls Thursday's vote one of the most important and historical in tribal history. Geese that died late last year after landing on the Berkeley Pit in Butte had severe internal tissue damage that appeared to have been caused by a corrosive substance. That's the conclusion of a report by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service following necropsies of the birds. It says copper and zinc found in the birds' stomachs could have caused or contributed to the lesions in their throats, stomachs, and intestines. Between 3,000 and 4,000 snow geese died after a late migration combined with a sudden storm forced them to seek refuge in the Berkeley Pit. Montana Resources Environmental Affairs Manager Mark Thompson says there was never any suspicion that the birds died from a cause other than exposure to the acidic water. An appeals court has denied a request by three minor party and independent candidates to place their names on the ballot for Montana's May 25th special congressional election. The three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the emergency motion in its order yesterday. A Whitefish woman is suing the publisher of a neo-Nazi website for orchestrating an online anti-Semitic campaign against her family. Edward O'Brien reports.
Tanya Gersh says Andrew Englund used his Daily Stormer website, which uses a mailing address in Worthington, Ohio, to encourage readers to target her family with a barrage of online harassment.
We received hundreds and hundreds of communications saying, "Die, Jew, die. You should have died in the Holocaust with the rest of your people. And we're going to bring you to the brink of suicide. This is how we can keep the Holocaust alive forever. We can kill you without touching you."
Englund's posts accused Gersh and other Jewish residents of Whitefish of engaging in an extortion racket against the mother of white nationalist Richard Spencer, who has a home there. Gersh denies the accusation. She's represented by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors hate groups. SPLC President Richard Cohen is one of Gersh's attorneys.
"We've raised three claims: a claim under the Montana Anti-Intimidation Act, a claim for the intentional infliction of emotional distress, and a claim for the invasion of her privacy or seclusion."
Cohen says these kind of troll campaigns must end.
"Well, look, in the old days, the Klan would have burned a cross on Tanya's lawn to intimidate her. Today, white supremacists have different tactics. And, you know, a troll storm is one of the weapons of choice."
Gersh's suit was filed Tuesday in Missoula District Court. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. A Texas oil man is suing the federal government after they canceled his lease, along with two others, in the Badger II Medicine area south of Glacier National Park. The area is a sacred site for the Blackfeet Nation.
"We are supporting oil and gas development on the Blackfeet Reservation, just not in our sacred and cultural areas."
That's Tyson Running Wolf, secretary for the Blackfeet Tribal Council. He says the tribe offered the leaseholder, William Tex Moncrief, a chance to move his lease and explore other less sacred places on the reservation.
"We are really interested in trying to sit down with them and work out some sort of deal, but they never ever answered us back, or it wasn't something that they were interested in doing prior to them leases being canceled."
In his lawsuit, Moncrief says the federal government was playing politics at the end of the Obama administration instead of considering the historical merits of his lease, which was granted in the 1980s. The case has been assigned to the same federal judge in Washington, D.C. that's hearing a similar case involving Solenex LLC, another former leaseholder in the Badger II Medicine area. They filed a lawsuit in 2013. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced plans today to allow more tribal nations to tap into national information systems to fight crime. His announcement is part of a broader program to support anti-crime efforts on reservations nationwide. Law enforcement officials on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation in Montana began training this week on accessing that federal data. Fort Peck is among 10 tribal regions that will join 9 other tribes that can already tap into the databases as part of the program launched by the Obama administration in 2015. Fort Peck authorities hope the resources will help them deal with a meth problem and other crimes. The Montana Senate has given its initial approval to a measure that would spend $2 million on buyouts for professors in the Montana university system and give raises to state employees. The $2 million for early retirements would go to buy out faculty at the University of Montana and other colleges seeing enrollment declines. State workers would receive raises of 1% in February 2018 and another 1% in February 2019. The raises and buyouts were added to a bill requiring the review and approval of salary increases outside of the wage ranges set for state workers. The bill passed its first vote 27-23 today. It must pass a final vote in the Senate and be approved by the House before it goes to Governor Steve Bullock. Over 600 athletes, coaches, and volunteers will assemble tomorrow to kick off the Special Olympics Spring Games. Rachel Kramer has more.
The Five Valleys Area Spring Games will take place in Missoula and Frenchtown April 19th through the 21st. Jose Diaz is the Area Management Team Director.
Essentially, this is the culmination of a lot of practice, a lot of training. The Area Games is sort of a regional championship for our athletes. And next month, they'll have the State Games, so this is a qualifier for that. And for our athletes, this is the big moment.
The games bring together athletes from across the Five Valleys region to compete in sports including track and field, bocce, and swimming. This year also marks the 40th anniversary of the Area Spring Games. I'm Rachel Kramer.
And I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio. For more Montana news, visit mtpr.org, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter at MT Public Radio. Thanks for listening.